Hoopball Podcast listeners, are you a fantasy expert and want to write or podcast for Hoopball? Do you have aspirations of covering a team? Are you a master of sales and want to earn some cash on the phones? Well, we've got good news. Hoopball's recruiting. If you think you have what it takes, hit us up at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or by emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com. Again, that's at Hoopball Fantasy on Twitter or emailing teamhoopball at hoop-ball.com.
The following is a Hoopball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, David Williams.
Along with the Sam Brewski. What's up, guys? Y'all didn't say hey to me last time. I listened, and nobody said nothing. So let's try this again.
Hey!
Hey, there's one.
Yeah, all right.
I got two of them.
This is Hoopball Grizz, guys. Welcome back to the show. We are back, round two, Bubble Talk with Sam. Good to have you back. We're going to try to get back on a regular schedule here.
Hope so.
We'll be definitely covering the games, doing some stuff post game as much as possible, and we'll be covering if we don't get an exact post game right around the time that they're played. We are, what is it? Let's see, 31st. Math is not nine,
10,
10, 10. 10 days away.
If you count 10 today.
Days. Yep. 10 days away from real life basketball. Grizzlies' first scrimmage against somebody other than inter-squad is Friday. So we are less than 10 days away from that. But the Grizzlies got some awful news.
And we mean awful. We mean terrible, like life-threatening stuff. It was bad.
I don't know, it's not that bad. It's not life-threatening. It
might as well be my life-threatening.
It's an injury, and it's terrible. If you haven't heard, Justice Winslow, there's not a ton of information out about it right now. There was a Grizzlies PR release, and then Justice Winslow tweeted out. But essentially, in the inter-squad scrimmage, he suffered a contact injury to his hip, and he is out for the remainder of this season, hoping to be back and healthy for next season.
I received this at 1:17. Winslow out for season. I was like, well, crap.
Yeah, it's rough. So, obviously, if Winslow is healthy, projected starting five, in my opinion, would look like this. It'd be Ja Morant, Dylan Brooks, Winslow, Jaren Jackson, and JV. I think that's your starting five. Maybe it's not. Maybe Winslow is coming off of the bench. He didn't have a whole lot of time. He didn't play a single game with the Grizzlies this year. He wasn't healthy. Then COVID happened, shut the league down. He was really close to coming back prior to everything getting shut down. So he was practicing with them, but he didn't actually play any games. So it is a loss. You don't want to lose anybody. The Grizzlies have been one of the few teams that have been healthy and haven't had any kind of negative heading into today. And then,
Until yesterday, boom.
Yeah. It's a – man, injuries suck. It's kind of
– and you can't help them either. They just happen.
They do. And I would think – especially because of the way that this is going down, that things are going to be different. Like their bodies are going to be different. The thing, you know, this is not a normal schedule for these guys. Their body is not used to this schedule. And Justice, over the last few years, he's had some issues with injuries anyway. Good news is it was a contact injury, and it wasn't just a, oh, I was out here stretching or I was planting my foot and something happened. I say that's good news, but, I mean, the contact injury, it couldn't have, until we get more news, it's not great, but I am glad that it's not just a...
him walking around and tearing his Achilles or something.
Yeah, like, oh, he's had issues with injury, and at least this was a basketball injury. It was not a... And, man, it sounds awful to say it like that, but that's
I'm just running it through my head like that. I'm like, man, it sounds like we're bashed. Like,
No, we're not. Yeah, you know, not that you don't, obviously, we don't want anyone to get injured.
But you can't say it's a good injury either, but yeah, there was something that happened that caused this. It just wasn't a fluke deal.
Right, it's not a we don't know what happened, and he's going to be an injury-prone guy. It's going to be, I think that it's going to be a long-term thing with Winslow. I feel like he's a part of the long-term picture because of age. Mm-hmm. He fits in the timeline. Let him rest. Let him get healthy. Go and do the rehab. Do the things he needs to do. And there's, you know, NBA's looking to flip and restart again in January. Maybe by January he's healthy. There's no official dates, but I think that's right around the time they were looking to start the next season.
Are they going to make a shorter season? I haven't heard any of that. So,
Sam, I've heard different stuff,
8 million different things,
but I don't know that the league has officially released.
Yeah.
This is what we're looking at. It's just kind of a hearsay.
They should just do 60 games and then start the next one in October, like it should be.
Yeah, at some point, I think they're going to have to play a shortened season.
Mm-hmm.
Are their schedules going to be just jacked?
It's going to throw me for a loop.
Yeah,
basketball is October. That's my October basketball. That's what I look forward to. October.
We were talking at work the other day, and my boss is like, you know, July is always a tough month to cover. Because July is a busy month. You've got the holiday, and the weather's generally nice, and people are wanting to get out and go on vacation. And obviously, everything that we have going on, that changes a little bit, but it doesn't a whole lot. People still want to take vacation in July, and I'm like, psh, yeah, you can keep July. Come October when basketball season starts,
I'm out.
Opening week.
Hey, I've told my guy that, too. I have. I've told. Well, he found out last year. I said, hey, I'm off at noon today because we leaving at 1 to go to Memphis. Yep. We out.
Yeah, that's it is.
Of course, he's real cool about it. If you ever listen to this, you're real cool about it. I'm not bashing. You're really cool.
October is July for me. That's when I am usually that's when I want my time off. I want to get in opening week and watch as much basketball as I can. Go to Memphis, catch the opening game. Man, like I just want to be there. I want to. Yep. Soak it in, inject it into my veins. Here we go.
Let's go.
All right, Sam. We're going to transition a little bit from the Justice. We got the news. He's injured. He's out for the remainder of this season.
Stinks.
As more information comes along, we will be retweeting it. We'll send it out, and we'll talk about it some more once they, you know, if we hear anything else. Because the stuff with Grayson, you know, Grayson had the hip injury, and there wasn't a ton out there on, you know, it was just he has a hip injury. He's going to miss an extended period of time. There may not be much on Justice other than it's a hip injury. He's out for the remainder of the season. But as more news comes out, we're definitely going to get it to you 100%. But we're going to transition with Justice out. How much changes for the Grizzlies?
Well, it changed your lineup a little bit if they planned on using him. But, of course, everybody else is healthy. Everybody else is healthy. Man, English is hard today.
Sam's got my bug. That's usually my line.
I know. It's awful. But, but no, if everybody's healthy, everybody else is healthy. Man, that is hard. I would say they should do okay. I'm really looking forward to Grayson Allen. I liked him. He impressed me. Preseason, you know, you were there. We were all there. He dunked from like the 3-point line. It was amazing.
Come on, man. Come on.
Okay, it wasn't that far, but
it was pretty explosive.
It was nasty.
Yeah. He just had a breakaway and
just went up and yammed it. It was amazing.
Two handed.
Yep, it was
tossed
dope.
It down. I don't know that Grayson's in the starting lineup.
Well, no, I don't think he'll start. No, yeah, but he'll definitely play. And I mean the starters. Is that what we're going to do? We're talking about them? Or
hey, we can. So I've got a couple different lineups that I would like to see. I'll give you the one that I think it's going to be,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll give you the one that I would love to see. And you can do the same thing, or if you've got
that's
more than
I'm
two,
do.
You just throw out whatever you got. But that's what I've got. I've got one that I think that it's going
to
be.
I have one like that, and then I have one that I want it
that,
to be
that he
as
wants
well,
to
so.
See. All right, Sam, you can go first.
Okay.
So you can do it whatever order you want. I don't care what order. You can do the one you want it to be first or the one you think it's going to be. Just let us know
what
it is.
The one I want it to be is Ja, Dylan, and then at the three, everybody's going to be like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I want to see Brandon Clark. That's where I want to see him. and then JJJ at the four, and then, of course, big man Jonas at the five. That's what I want to see, but are we going to see that? I don't know. It works on 2K. Try it. But,
yeah, I don't know.
I'm not one to say never,
but my thing is it's a big lineup, and it doesn't match up well against a lot of people.
That's what I was about to say. It is big. Yeah. It is big. You're not going to lose many rebounds, I can tell you that.
No.
But he is Brandon on the game, of course. In the right. My team, you unlock a diamond card of him whenever you're trying to unlock the GOAT Kobe thing. And he's listed as a small forward, power forward. Actually, power forward, small forward. That's what he's listed as. So you can play as him in that. Well, if you want to, but I hardly ever use them anymore because I have better cards. But no, I don't know. I would like to see it. That'd be cool. But yeah,
there's definitely chemistry between those guys. That's like I say, I'm not one to say never, but it's an awful big lineup, and I think you run into matchup problems because of speed.
Yep.
I really think, and that's I was talking to Lyle a couple shows ago, and I say the Pelicans are a tough matchup for the Grizzlies because if you look at the matchup, and I think you and I talked a little bit about it, but just the speed. JV can't keep up with some of the
Melly.
Yeah, the big guys on the Pelicans. Yeah. And because he's not fleet of foot. He's decent defender, but the big guys that can stretch the floor, that can move, give him fits. And a lineup like that, I don't know what you're going to do.
Him
there.
And Favors, okay. Yeah, right. That's okay. Yeah. But if you put Jackson Hayes, because he's pretty quick for a bigger guy.
Yeah. I can't remember. We talked about that lineup whenever they played. And I sure – it's so cloudy now, man, because it feels like freaking seasons ago. And I know it hasn't really been that long. But I feel like maybe Jaren Jackson was out too in that game.
I think, but we talked about that, and I think he was.
But anyway, yeah. So that's,
and I think Brandon might have been too.
I definitely like everybody that you have in that lineup. I just don't know. It's going to be a special circumstance for that lineup to be out there.
I think it'd just be cool. Just be cool. I think they're going to do.
Run it back one more time. Your starting five
My dream starting five. Ja, Dylan, Brandon, BC, and then Triple J, and then JV.
Okay. And now what do you think the starting five is going to be?
Basically, everybody is the same except for the three, which is, there's Ja, Dylan, and then I believe it'll be Kyle Anderson. And then the four will be Triple J, and then Jonas at the five.
Okay. All right. So just one change, basically.
Unless they plug in
Kyle instead of BC at the three.
And they could. See, here's the third one. Here's the third one. I'll throw a third one. They could, I guess, technically, because we've seen this, is where they have Ja, and then De'Anthony Melton, and then Dylan, and then Jaren, and then Jonas.
Sure. I think that's what the starting five should be.
I won't disagree with that.
My starting five that I think it will be Ja 1, Melton 2, Brooks 3,
Jaren
Jackson 4, Jonas at the 5.
We saw that, and I know that one dude sitting a few rows behind us saying that number 0 sucks, and I just wanted to turn around and be like, do you want to meet me in a parking lot, dude? We going to go,
Those dudes, like the guys like that know nothing. Like, he knows big names, and De'Anthony Melton is not a big name, so he has no clue.
Yeah, no. And that, no clue. Mr. And what is Mr. Do Something?
Yeah, Brevin.
That's it. Brevin. Mr. Yep. Do Something.
Yep. And
if you ever
DeAnthony
listen to this,
Melton
give me a shout out.
So that's what I think it will be. They may run Kyle out there. They had Kyle in the starting lineup. Mm-hmm. I know what Kyle brings to the table, but I've said it before, and I'll say it 100 million times, man. It feels like he does not fit in what this team is doing.
Go back to the Spurs,
and it's not I don't dislike Kyle Anderson, but it's I don't even know. I don't even know how to break it down as far as like
slow-mo.
Yeah, it's weird, man. He just feels super clunky.
Yeah.
When he's in the lineup.
Well, it's like,
and he's effective and he does all the little things, you know. He's going to rebound, he's going to play defense. He's going to do the things that you want him to do in that position. I just feel like D'Anthony Melton is better. Mm. I think he's a better fit for that position. So
when Ja was out, they put him at the one, Dylan at the two, and so on and so forth down the line. D'Anthony Melton did well.
Yeah. That was what I think it's going to be. The starting five I think it's going to be is Ja, D'Anthony, Dylan, JJJ, JV. The one that I would love to see would include Josh Jackson. You got
that wouldn't be too bad.
I did not think
of that.
Yeah. So here's Justice Winslow loss sucks. 100%. I wanted to see him play.
He just blew my mind, guys. I'm absolutely lost.
He was hype. Well, did you see the interview where he was wearing Ja's arm sleeve?
And no.
He was like, what? You didn't
see? No, I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, so he's doing, you know, they had the media availability, the Zoom call media availability, and he's wearing the Ja sleeve, and like at the end of the interview, he's like, he goes so loud that it clips his mic, and you can't even hear, like he's so loud that it clips the mic, you can't hear him screaming. But his energy in that interview, I'm like, man, I want to see these guys playing together. I want to see them playing together. Sucks that he's not going to be there. The Grizzlies got to where they're at right now without Justice Winslow.
Yep.
Toward the end, before the before the league shut down, the Grizzlies were winning, missing Brandon Clark. They won games missing Jaren Jack. They won games missing key guys. So, yes, losing Winslow hurts. It hurts your depth. But this team, I said it on the last podcast, I think it's the deepest bench in the bubble. There's not another team that you're going to convince me can play as many guys as what the Grizzlies can and actually be effective and do the things that you want them to do. I think the Grizzlies are the deepest team in the bubble. So that's my want to be lineup, what I want to see. Plug Josh Jackson in at the three where you were going to have Winslow.
Yep.
Ja, Dylan, Josh Jackson, Jaren Jackson, and JV.
I don't know. I didn't think of that. For some reason, I did not think of that. And honestly, that would be, on paper, looks pretty good.
It does. Those guys played well together. They got a chemistry. They were looking really good. This injury opens up the door for other guys, that, you know, Conchar, and you've got Anthony Tolliver. You've got guys that are, you know, that may have not seen as much playing time. They're just going to step in, and they're going to see the playing time. They're going to see it increase. D'Anthony Melton, his role increases because of this, I believe. He was not going to be important. He was going to play. He was definitely going to be in the rotation.
Mr. Do Something.
But
what he is.
He's there, and you see his role increase. You see these secondary guys step it up, and you see Josh. I really think that you're going to see the best of Josh Jackson in this, and it's a good thing and a scary thing all at once. You see the best of Josh Jackson, and then does he stay in Memphis, or do we see Josh Jackson in a different uniform? Don't know. I hope they keep him. That's going to be
I think they'll keep him.
And this offseason is going to be so weird, man. It's just different than any other offseason, and there's going to be so many moving wheels in a short amount of time. You're going to be like, oh, finals is done. Boom, finals done. Draft, free agency, playing again.
I was about to say, if it.
What is going on? It's
going to
be bonkers, man.
Nutty professor. That's what it's going to be.
Bring back some normal.
It's going to be nuts.
It is.
But that's what I was just thinking. I was like, you literally playing basketball. We're finally there. And that's going to be a weird offseason, though, because it's going to be in the middle of, like, November, December, and then boom.
Yeah. Yep. It's all going to be 100% different.
That is nuts.
I'm going to change. You know, we talked about prediction of what we think the Grizzlies are going to do in this stretch. Lost Justice Winslow. But I'm changing. You know, I said 5-3, 4-4. I think the Grizzlies are going to play better than that. I think it's going to be a 6-2 or 7-1. They play the teams.
Whoa.
They play the teams in the East at the end of that schedule. They do. Those teams are not going to have anything to play for. The Bucks sure won't. They're going to want to go into the playoffs healthy. I don't think those big guys are going to play. The more I look at it, the more I think about it, the more I just don't think by the time you get to Boston, Toronto, and Milwaukee that those guys, their big guys, are going to be playing full minutes. The Grizzlies are going to be they're going to have to play. They're going to have to win to maintain their spot. If they can avoid the play-in game, that's huge. That's huge for them. If you're the Grizzlies, you would rather not play the play-in game. You would rather just clinch it straight out, boom, don't have to worry about it. Because if you have the play-in game and you run into a Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, Portland Trailblazer team that's healthy, they've got Nurkic back and they've got Whiteside that's going to, you know, like, you don't, you would much rather not play that game than have to. So, on paper, you look at the matchups, Toronto, Boston, Milwaukee, and yeah, those teams on paper look better than the Grizzlies, but this is a whole new ball game. Yeah, it's still basketball. Yeah, those teams are still better on paper, yada, yada, yada. How much are they going to play? And that's what I'm going to say 6-2. That's what I'm looking at.
I'm changing mine then. 8-0, let's go.
I'm happy with that. I think
let's go.
The first two games are going to be extremely important for the Grizzlies.
Well,
so they play Portland right off the bat. Yep. Portland is playing right now. Portland is the closest to the Grizzlies for the 8 seed. So Portland has something to play for here. They're going to come out. They're going to be raring to go. That's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a punch in the face right off the bat. They win that game, and they don't overlook the Spurs, because the Spurs, that should be a lock win. You don't have LaMarcus Aldridge. It's like you're a shell of the team that they should be. Yes, the Spurs still have Popovich, DeMar DeRozan. I understand all of that, but the Grizzlies should beat the Spurs in this situation.
They should. That's what I was about to say. They have Aldridge.
If they get out of the gate strong, if they beat Portland, they beat the Spurs, they're going into their third game on a two-game win streak against the Pelicans.
That's the one I'm afraid of.
You got energy. You got momentum. Mm-hmm. I think they can beat the Pelicans, man. I've said it. I think it's a tough matchup.
Mm-hmm.
But Zion left the bubble.
Oh, that's right.
He did.
That's right.
He's going to come back. You know, there's been no indication that he's not coming back or anything like that. But he left the bubble, so he's missing time right now because of his family emergency. Hate it for him. I hope everything works out. I don't know any details. I didn't dig into that. I should have.
I don't think there is any out there.
I should have like said something to Lyle to find out if there was anything. But the last I saw, there wasn't. It was a family emergency. He had to leave the bubble. And so his quarantine when he comes back is going to vary based on how he traveled and where he was at and what he was doing, so on and so forth. And there's been, you know, different. Is he going to have to go on a 10-day quarantine? Is he going to have to go on a 72-hour quarantine? What's going to happen there? So either way, he's missing time. He's missing, you know, he was obviously working. If you saw Zion before the bubble and then like or before the league shut down as compared to now, he definitely looks like he's in better shape. But he's missing time right now, and the time that you're missing is timing with your teammates, chemistry with your teammates. That stuff is not going to be there. So that's a win for the Grizzlies. I think they can win that game, and I think that Zion having to leave the bubble is going to affect that game.
Mm-hmm. Well, all it says here is that it was a family, a medical emergency. That's all right. It says.
I looked a little bit. I didn't dig too far into it because I'm not here to talk about him on this show. That's not what we're here for. But, you know, the fact that he did leave the bubble, he being Zion, left the bubble, taking time away from the practices, the scrimmages, and I don't know how many actual scrimmages that are not inner squad that he's going to miss, like scrimmages against other teams. I'm not sure. Yeah. We'll find out.
Back for the season. You never know. He probably will be then.
There's not been anything that indicates that he's going to be back or he is isn't. Yeah, he's going to be out longer, but we'll see. So that's another thing. That's a positive for the Grizzlies. So tough day as a Grizzlies fan. You hate to see Justice Winslow go down. That cuts into your depth a little bit, but the team record is where it's at without him. And man, I wasn't going to talk about this a whole lot because I didn't dig into it enough, but something that I saw this one dude post about bringing, you know, Jay Crowder, and just stop, bro. Like, you know, Winslow goes down and there's been mainstream media guys saying, the Grizzlies lost that. There's no way that the Grizzlies lose that trade. They ended up with Dang from that trade.
Yep.
They needed a backup center desperately.
Bad. A real center. They needed one.
We talked about that on the show. When JV was not on the floor, Jaren has just not developed. He's big enough as far as height and length, yes, but he's not developed enough to be a post defender on some of these. If you're playing a team with the likes of the Denver Nuggets is a perfect example. Ooh. They have bigs that play physical. Jaren Jackson is not going to guard Jokic. Jokic is going to pick him apart. Jokic is going to bully ball him.
We've seen that.
That will probably change over the next couple years because Jackson's going to muscle up. He's going to get bigger. So he's going to be able to defend those guys better. But they were getting destroyed when JV was off the floor against a physical big man. Getting Dang, fix that. You've got another big man that can defend the post. So there's nothing that can happen that the Grizzlies lose that trade. Andre Iguodala never even came to Memphis. And Solomon Hill was only on the team because he was better than Miles Plumlee. One of those two guys were gone. They got both of them from Atlanta in the trade for Chandler Parsons. Thank goodness he's gone. One of those guys were going to be gone. Solomon Hill, better than Miles Plumlee. He made the list. He made the team. He played well while he was here. Please don't take this as I'm bad-mouthing Solomon. I'm not. But he was not a key part of the future. He just wasn't. And neither was, like, Jay Crowder. I'm glad for what he done when he was in Memphis. He was a veteran leader early in the season. I think he taught some of these young guys how to win. He brought a lot of stuff to the table. But Jay Crowder is a high-volume, low-percentage shooter that, like, you do not need that on this team. You don't need a guy shooting the ball 15 times a game,
making two
shooting, 29 to 33%. You don't need that. And I don't want to freaking hear that crap. I don't want to see, like, the Grizzlies lost this. No, they did not. Because Dang is an expiring contract next year. That's going to be a piece that they can move to, like, build this team. Dang is not part of the long term. They needed a backup center. That's something that they got. They got him for this year, and he's under contract, but he's going to be an expiring contract. That's going to be a piece that somebody's going to want to free up some cap space to go sign a free agent. So they're going to be able to move him and get something else out of this. There is zero things that could happen moving forward that the Grizzlies lost that trade. Nothing. Nothing that they sent to Miami was going to be a part of this team in the future. If Justice Winslow ends up, God forbid, having injury problems and he doesn't return and he just ends up being injury ridden and he's not able to play, that's awful. It's bad. It's not what you wanted.
But that's not going to happen. See, we're looking to the future. Right. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
You're spitwatting stuff.
Yeah.
The Grizzlies, there's no way the Grizzlies lose this trade. So if you're on that train of bringing, they should have kept Jay Crowder, just shut up.
Shut your mouth.
Go on down the road. just quit. There's nothing there. You don't have a leg to stand on. And the fact that you think, just stop it. I'm going to quit. I'm done right there. I got nothing else.
TKO, historical, done.
Did you say TKO or
RKO? TKO.
We Randy Orton in
it. RKO out of nowhere. Yeah, one of those.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He's slithering.
Oh, man. Get us going on that.
Oh, all right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. I've got nothing else for today. Sam, you got anything else you want to plug in, man?
One more thing, and it's about Zion Williamson because we mentioned it in the last podcast.
Sure.
You mentioned the chain.
Ah.
I looked it up.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. If y'all haven't, I'm not going to spoil it, but it's really, again,
it's not a spoiler at this point. That news has been out for a while.
Well, see, I've been busy with all this other stuff that I just...
If you don't know what it is, if you're a Marvel guy at all, Zion, his charm, his custom charm, is an Infinity Gauntlet holding a basketball.
Yeah, and it is really, 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 really cool. It's really cool. Yes.
I did not think that there would be that much detail in that thing, and then I started looking at the pictures, and I'm like...
Well, I found one that you could actually rotate it.
Yeah.
Man, that
Well done, sir.
Yeah, whoever did it. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
All right, guys. You can find the show on Twitter at HoopBallGrizz. I am at DWill2111. Sam is...
It is SammyB1118. That is a capital S, lowercase A-M-M-Y, capital B1118.
Thanks for listening. Until next time, go Grizz.
Go Grizz. Jaeger.
Sam... I know we just stopped, but I'm going to keep this going for just a second. Okay. So, we were doing the JV fun fact.
Yes.
Right. We were talking, we done that for, I don't even know how many shows, but that was awesome. I enjoyed doing that.
That was fun.
You know, the picture that we found of JV with the monster, like the huge fish that was almost, I saw another page post that picture. I'm like, really? Really?
About anyway. Made me swear on a podcast.
Yeah. So anyway, it was cool. I'm like, all right. We kind of...
That was our thing.
Yeah, we were talking about that, but it is what it is, man. Let them take it, have a little bit of glory. We're fine. But that's really it this time. We're out.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
This has been a Hoop Bowl presentation.